On the show today, we have Cornerstone Advisors' very own Eric Weichart giving us some highlights from their 2018 Credit Union Performance Report. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Eric Weichart from Cornerstone Advisors. Eric, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Anytime, sir. Anytime, sir. And a belated Happy New Year to you and the Cornerstone folks. And we've actually been talking to you guys a lot lately. I had Steve on. I had Ron on the last few weeks. Now you. This is a good trend. I like it.
We're busy.
That's a good thing. We all are. That's a good thing. Hey, we're also talking about another good thing. Your 2018 Credit Union Performance Report just came out. Congrats on that. This is kind of an annual thing you do. Or no, it's, I think, you kind of divvied up a year. It's kind of alternate years. One year you do credit unions, one year you do banks, et cetera, et cetera. So
you got it.
Pretty cool stuff. So give us a quick overview on what was the theme for this year? What did you guys see? And then we'll get into the weeds a little bit.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, first off, so here it is, yeah. Right? Our 18 report. We had 48 credit unions and really super excited about releasing this. We had 48 credit unions from 400 million up to 8 billion actually this year with a median asset size of about a billion. And first off, I want to thank them because without those credit unions, we couldn't have the report.
Yeah, you don't have that. Mm-hmm.
Chock full though, guys, if you don't know, best practice insights of benchmarks, metrics across the board. So we divide the credit union, Mike, into 21 categories. And really have metrics around staffing, efficiency, revenue generation, member service, convenience, what have you. So really pumped about this book, and I'm glad we could share it with you today.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into a few of the items that kind of stand out here. So first of all, what's going on with branches today? What's the latest here?
Yeah. So we've seen this trend, obviously, in teller transactions declining from 16 to 18, another 12%, guys. So I know everybody's out there trying to figure out how do we get, you know, the right staffing, moving to universal employees, more peak time, part-time staff. We saw that continuing. One of the things we did see, though, that's a little bit disheartening was around the deposit side. So we're in an era where deposits are king, guys, and we're struggling a bit here.
Yeah.
Okay. We looked at deposits per branch as well as checking accounts opened on a monthly basis per branch. Both of those declined 8% and 18% respectively. So lower deposit generation coming from our branches. And frankly, we're not seeing it that much on the digital side either.
Really?
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, losing some of those deposits.
Because you need the deposits to fund the loans, basically.
Especially these days, with the liquidity challenges.
You want to get loaned out. Okay, very cool. Hey, so what does this mean for fee income? What's going on here?
Yeah, so all else equal, you know, credit unions generate about $180 a year in fee income from their checking accounts. And so you just do the math on that, it gets to be a challenge. Now, not only that, but we also saw a drop in by 14% from $186 to $161 in revenue per checking account. So not only are we generating less checking accounts, we're making less in revenue on each of those checking accounts as well. So tough story on the deposit side right now.
Interesting. Because, I mean, we've experienced a lot of growth on the membership side. I'm surprised those numbers I'm surprised those numbers are those numbers.
If you look at the math, it's about 100,000 less in revenue we're generating for each of our branches in 2018 versus 16.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of that is attributable to NSF courtesy pay, where the regulators have cracked down a bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, credit unions have been more member focused and helping out maybe some of their members a little bit better.
Gotcha. So where are members going? What about the contact center and digital? What's going on there? Because we have this digital transformation going on in our industry. So where are the members going?
Okay, I'm going to yawn a little bit because the contact center is so boring, I'm sorry to say, right? So it's funny because contact centers actually are probably the best at metrics and data gathering. Wow. So I think part of this is, You know, you look at how many calls an agent takes a day. It's about 60. It was about 60. So not a lot going on there. And then you look at the Bannon rates. They're about the same at about 9%. Mm-hmm. I don't frankly think that's good. I'd like to see our industry get better at abandon rates, even if we have to invest a bit more on the staffing side and some technology. One of the interesting stats I found from 16 to 18 around automation and call automation is the fact that it actually went down. Now, we all understand that telephone banking is a dying channel, right?
Right.
You know, now we're going to our mobile device, et cetera. However, we found actually high performance in those credit unions that actually front their contact center with an IVR. So automating some of those balancing queries and some of those things have been a good best practice that we've seen out there.
Okay, cool. And what about digital? I hear you have
great
a great story.
Great news, guys. Yeah. So as we thought and predicted, 2018 was a great year when it comes to mobile penetration of our checking accounts. We're actually up to the numbers that, you know, Bank of America and Wells are touting, 50% plus of checking accounts that have mobile banking. So sweet. Pretty cool stuff there.
Sweet. How about a lending? Anything noteworthy going on in lending? Because, I mean, obviously auto lending has been off the charts for the last 3 or 4 years. Mortgage lending is not too shabby either. So what's going on? What's the latest here?
Yeah, so pretty good numbers kind of coming out of the lending space, especially digital. We're at now 20% of our consumer loans that are originated online. So pretty cool stuff there. I would say one thing that's a bit of a challenge, and it continues to be, is mortgage lending. So how do we make money in mortgage lending, right? And we've gone from a whopping 2.8 mortgage loans, first mortgages only here, guys, per FTE, which includes your originators, your funders, closers, underwriters, et cetera, to 2.6. So we've actually declined. And not only have we declined, the number wasn't good in the first place.
Yeah.
So pretty tough to make money in that environment. Obviously, the regulatory environment is a struggle there. We're paying our originators on average in the credit union space of about 56 basis points on total revenue. And frankly, gain on sale, if you look, is compressing as well. It's a pretty tough market in mortgage right now.
And with rates going up, it's not going to help matters any, right?
Well, right. Your purchase volumes are going down. Your refi volumes are going down. And so you've got vendor contracts that have minimums in them that you have to meet. So it can get to be tough. Yes.
So what's a credit union to do for mortgage lending? Because, I mean, if you can get a mortgage loan, that's a 30-year relationship you have with your member. But that's a really important aspect of a credit union is to get that mortgage loan. So I don't know if you have any of the answers, but I'm just like, hey, what can they do here?
Well, and it's all about relationship building, I believe, right? So it's get the first mortgages, keep the servicing, and really leveraging the data. You get so much data in a mortgage application. I see a lot of credit unions that don't leverage that as much as they could.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Hey, is there anything to share for operations areas where there's sometimes we think of them as a black hole, but they're very important folks in that area for sure. It keeps the ship running.
100%. So actually a bit of good news, Mike. We have some really good numbers coming out of deposit operations, loan servicing. For example, if you look at deposit operations, now each deposit operations person is servicing 27,000 accounts. It was at actually about 40% of that. Just two years ago.
Okay.
Part of it obviously is a lot of credit unions have moved away from centralized maintenance. So I'm going to change my address, kind of one and done. Let's just get it done. Let's not worry about signatures. Let's not worry about some of the risks that may not be true risks.
Yeah.
And let's tackle it then, you know, in the back office and focus on automation.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Loan servicing. What's going on here?
Yeah, so same story. We've got a great analysis from 2012 each year up to 2018 on how we're doing in mortgage loan service, consumer loan service, and commercial loan service. We have different metrics on each of those, though, Mike, because it does obviously take different amounts of efforts depending on loan type there. So all great numbers, though, from an operations and servicing standpoint. IT, that's one area where we continue to see growth in spend. Probably not surprising with the innovation we're seeing out there. I would say core, continues the decline. That's been a trend, I think, since we started this 12 years ago, actually. So core spend continues the decline in focus of strategic spend, infrastructure spend, big projects like data warehouse, yeah. CRM kind of come up on and on. And so we're looking at increased spends there.
Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, IT, I think, is always going to be on the top echelon in the spending area. So looking at all the, I mean, I'm sure there's a gazillion more info. I mean, we're just kind of whetting the appetite here. This is just an appetizer for folks. But looking at this whole thing from the, you know, a 64,000 foot level, what do you see from this report? Is there a theme here? What can you gain from this?
Yeah, so you know, we're doing really well on the operations side and getting better in automating some of those processes. I still think on the front line, we've got some opportunities on really the sales enablement side mm-hmm. to figure out how do we grow and leverage our branch footprint yeah. in this digital world we live in.
Okay, yeah, because we have these disruptors, as we've been calling them the last few years, trying to kind of break into the financial services industry, and credit unions need to really keep up in their game to stay one step ahead of these folks. I mean, Zillow's getting into the mortgage lending market. Robinhood almost kind of got into the checking account, then they went back again. But there's rumors of Amazon, all this type of stuff. So credit unions really need to like kind of stay one step ahead of them. Is that kind of a correct assumption there?
Yeah. One of the things we tell our clients, especially on the deposit side, is let's start thinking outside the box and let's not just go down the path of traditional checking accounts and try to think of some things yeah. that, and maybe outside of the box, but let's try it. If it works, great. Yeah. If it doesn't, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, for sure. All right,
got it.
Last question for you, Eric. Where do we pick one up? Where do we pick up one of the performance reports?
That's a great question. Now, I have good and bad news, by the way.
Oh, no. We'll take the good first.
We want first.
Good.
We want the good. It's available on our website right now, www.crnrstone.com.
Got it.
Click on research. There's a big link that smacks you in the face.
Okay. Ouch. Is that the bad news, that it's smacking you in the face, or what's the bad news?
The bad news is so we took a piece of our own advice. It's no longer available in print form. It's all electronic.
Oh.
And that could be good news for most people as well. But
yeah.
We do not have it in paper form anymore. In order to have better automation and paperless environment, we got rid of paper, and it's actually, frankly, easier to share that.
I think that's good. Now, you saved a couple of trees. Well done. You guys are looking out for the environment, too. All right. It's all good here. All good. All right, Eric. Appreciate the time, man. Well done. And we'll put a link in the show notes, too, so people can click on it and get right to it and check it out. All right?
You're the man. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Good stuff, man. All right. Take care and keep up the good work. All right?
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.